We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023. And we woke up this morning to black ice. Eventually, the high is going to get into the mid to upper 40s today, and that'll get rid of all the ice. But it has been so rough out there this morning. So many issues with traffic, and we're going to have black ice until about 10 a.m., says Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Stay home if you can, because it's just a crazy number of crashes across Dallas-Fort Worth this morning. Several of them, sadly, turned fatal.
All it took was a 1 or 2 degree dip in the temperature around midnight, and suddenly we were below freezing, and what had been just wet freeways turned into sheets of ice. And almost immediately, we saw crashes piling up all across the DFW area, more than 2 dozen at a time, for hours. No sooner would one get cleared out than another would pop up. In Garland, a crash on 635 LBJ turned fatal. That closed that stretch of 635 near Jupiter for hours. There was also a fatality crash in Arlington on Highway 360. A car was stalled on the shoulder and was struck by a hit-and-run driver, causing a chain reaction crash. One of those drivers died at the hospital. And in Fort Worth, a similar chain reaction crash. A driver was killed on Highway 287 near Barry. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And just about every North Texas school district will be closed again today. Even the handful that had previously announced they would be open, with one exception. Dallas ISD says they're still opening at 10 this morning. But we're talking about Allen and Arlington and Carrollton Farmers Branch and Denton and Duncanville and Fort Worth and Grand Prairie. All the big districts deciding to close today. A complete list on KRLD.com. Even if you're not on the roads this morning, you could still be miserable, though. That's because the power is still out for a lot of people. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest on that.
It is another uncomfortable morning for people who still don't have power. This woman lives in Denton County and has been without electricity since 2 a.m. yesterday. She says the temperature in her house has dipped into the high 40s, low 50s.
We don't have power, but we're pretty lucky that we have a gas stove, and so we can still make hot meals and that kind of a thing. We're still hoping that we can get the heat on pretty soon and warm up.
She says every once in a while they'll receive a text saying the power's coming back on, then the lights flicker, then they go out again. That's happened about 4 times so far, and she says it is a bummer every time, but not totally unexpected, as they live in a rural wooded area, and breaking tree branches typically cause electricity problems for them anytime severe weather moves through. They're not alone either. There's a couple thousand people in North Texas still experiencing power problems. Encore says southern, eastern, and northeastern regions of the state are really seeing the most outages, and there's still about 250,000 people across the state without power this morning. That's according to Power Outage US. Yesterday at this time, that number was closer to 430,000, so the numbers are going down, and that is good news. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The task of dealing with the aftermath of this storm is not something the big insurance companies are looking forward to. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has some tips on what to do if you were impacted by the icy weather.
If your property sustained damage during the ice storm, it goes without saying that you need to contact your insurance company right away. Now, if the damage is to your car, you may be wondering what type of a claim to file. Rich Johnson with the Insurance Council of Texas spelled it out on Ask the Expert.
There's kind of a rule of thumb. If the tree hits you it is going to be comprehensive coverage on your car. If you hit the tree, then it's collision.
Johnson says whether the damages to your vehicle or your home, take lots of pictures and document all of the damage. And he says you'll want to start the process right away.
The insurance companies right now, they're busy and they work as hard as they can to fill claims, but it is busy right now. And so you want to get it in as soon as possible.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with ice-covered trees in Texas falling over, crushing cars, and crashing through fences, the Texas Department of Insurance says if a neighbor's tree hit your property, it's still your responsibility to file a claim.
If somebody's working on trimming the tree and a limb falls over onto your property, there may be a question of liability. But for a situation like this, you just file with your own insurance.
Spokesman Ben Gonzalez says if an icy tree hit your car, it's still a homeowner's insurance claim. And if your barbecue pit got smashed, that's likely not worth enough to get reimbursed. Again, a very treacherous situation on the roads. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff recommends staying home until 10 this morning when everything thaws out, because there's a lot of black ice out there.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.